I'm Molly King. I'm a Radio 1 DJ. And I hear you've been looking for me.
Oh my God, Molly! Molly, how could you pass through
that? Molly, you are an absolute nightmare.
Unforgivable.
Oh my gosh, I've never, ever had so much fun. I love you all.
I've never had so much stress.
Why are you so evil?
I couldn't help it, Greg. I couldn't help it.
How long was Radio 1 off just then?
A decent amount of time.
Mate, we've been on BBC Sounds trying to figure out what's been going on.
Oh my God, that was so short. It was actual silence. People are texting in going, I've been listening to a silent radio station for 5 minutes.
That was so eerie. It was. You know the bit in the Titanic film when they're going through the water? I was like, is anyone alive out there? We were checking each boat, and then I saw the Weymouth boat, which you were on,
yeah.
and then you were there, you popped your head out of it and was like, hiya! And I was like, Molly, we've broken the radio station. We are already off air.
I've been screaming, Greg, for a good few minutes, Greg. I've nearly lost my voice.
So can I just ask?
This has actually happened.
What's going on there right now? Because we can't see you. So Greg and Molly, are you just stood on your respective boats?
No.
What's happening?
I've got Molly off her boat, and we're now back on the boat with the deputy harbour master, Jenny, who's managed to find you in amongst all. There's hundreds of boats here in the marina, and we managed to find your one. And you were on it, but we were too late. The radio station went off, but now we're back on.
Are we back on now, are we? Can I check?
Yeah, we are. BBC Sounds just kicked in on all our phones all in the studio and was playing out because we were all trying to get BBC Sounds on. We were listening to One Extra. We were like, yeah, every other radio station is on apart from us.
Do you know what? I've got to give it to Greg. There are so many boats here. I hadn't thought that through, just quite how many boats there would be. And Greg had to sail past all of them to find mine. And,
You seem so far away.
I know, so far away from the studio.
Molly, can I ask, what was the name of the boat you were on? Because there was some speculation about which one you were on the text.
It's the Weymouth boat.
Okay. Apparently there was one called Miss Molly in the sea, there was one called YOLO, and all the listeners were tracking all these boats trying to find you.
That was the maddest moment. Obviously, we'll never forget that, but I'll never forget just bobbing around on a boat as the radio station went silent, and I thought all these hours and hours and days of work, we couldn't find the last one, and we were held up. Can you believe it, Molly? We were held up by a health and safety form.
You've got to think about me. I was sitting in the studio,
literally pressing buttons,
going like, seriously, I was looking at the producer going, I don't know what to do. I pressed about 100 songs in one go, and obviously not one of them played. I've never been so frightened in my entire life. This is too much.
I'm not going to spare a moment for you. I thought I was being taken out to a watery grave.
What's weird as well, just because the listeners...
It was just me and the harbour master, and I was like, I don't really know you. You might just be taking me off to the horizon.
Yeah, could have been.
This is it.
Listeners, guys, could just obviously hear silence, but just so they know what we could hear, so me and Matt are in the studio, and we could still sort of hear Greg. So we were talking to you, and Greg's going, are we off air? And I was going, yeah, we're actually off air. And everyone in the room here was... All the producers were just like nodding at us as if to be like, yeah, absolute silence is going out. Yeah. And then Matt got BBC Sounds
up. Yeah, we're checking BBC Sounds. I wanted to see, like, is it my phone's on silent? So we went to One Extra and had a listen to that. And they're on, Nick Bright's on. It's really stressful. I mean, Mol, I know that your back timing's not great when coming into work. and you are often running a little bit late. But this is taking it too far. I know the excuse normally is I didn't expect so much traffic.
Do you know what, Matt? Did you hear Greg saying, though, the traffic on the sea?
Unbelievable.
The one day to not be late, Molly.
So, Molly King, just quickly, I just need to ask this final thing, just so that if anyone is joining us for the first time now, can you please tell us, where have you been hiding, Molly? What have you been up to? What has been going on?
So I've been learning to sail, guys. I've been having a lovely...
She's always got a new hobby. Every week, a new hobby.
It's so Molly, that, isn't it?
I've been learning to sail, just off the Isle of Wight. And, I mean, Charlie and Greg, I've been able to see you guys for so long. I have been so close, yet so far, the whole time you guys have been speculating. Liverpool, Weymouth, you know, everywhere. And I've literally been just a few metres from you.
And not to have a pop at the person that owns the Weymouth boat, but it's very un-Molly King. You were saying clean and tidy, Matt. It is the opposite. I'm just going to say it. It looks murdery.
Oh, no.
Don't start rumours, Greg. Yeah. Don't start rumours, all right? remember, Greg, we're not on land yet. All right, we're still in amongst people. But as you said, you don't know these people that well.
That's true. Yes. Still near the people of.
Well, sure. I mean, to be fair, Moll almost murdered Radio 1.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a test.
You did. I guess we sort of failed the challenge because Radio 1 went off, but we're now back on, I think. We are now.
We are.
Yeah, we'll check.
Has anyone got any requests for the first track back? Because I've got a great idea for one, but is there anything anyone fancies?
Molly King, no, back to you. No, I'm joking.
Would you mind if we put on a bit of Lizzo?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Please.
This is a big deal. This is the first track back on BBC Radio 1. It's about damn time as well.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.